Each week at this time, this station presents Legislative Report with your state representative, Tim Krieger, of the 57th Legislative District in Westmoreland County. Representative Krieger, welcome to this report to your constituents. Well, there's a lot of talk about Marcellus Shale development, some of the benefits it'll bring, particularly to Pennsylvania, and I understand you recently had an event that details some of the issues that surround this. What's going on? What are some of the things you found out?
As the folks listening know, Westmoreland County is in the center of the Marcellus country, so there's tremendous potential for us. We have lots of folks that are interested because they're landowners and because they're going to reap a direct benefit, and there are lots of businesses, lots of folks that are going to reap an indirect benefit. Of course, there are some potential negatives as well. So we had an event last week, had industry folks in, we had some folks from the Conservation District in, had a lawyer in to talk about leasing issues. We understand this is, I guess, some great potential economically. It's a great opportunity for Pennsylvania, but there are some downsides. We are concerned about water quality. There are some areas in our district where there have been issues, particularly with some methane and water. So we know there are things we need to be concerned about. We want to do this, but we want to do it correctly. So there's a balance to be struck to encourage this development, encourage the economic growth that will come from it, but to do it in a responsible way.
Of course, it's also budget season. It's June, and in Harrisburg, this means that we're trying to put together a state budget. How's it look to be shaping up?
That's a very good question. At this point, we're not sure, as we have about a week and a half until budget deadline. There have been discussions with leadership, we understand, as of last night. At this point, we're not sure. There's something happening right now, and I wish the system didn't work like it does, where the rank and file don't know very much about it until the deal's close to being struck. We have a $1.2 billion deficit or so this year, which is very difficult, as you know. We're going to have to take a look at some spending cuts. We know that. Unfortunately, I can't tell you much more than that, except next week we'll have a better picture.
And what would you and House Republicans generally like to be seeing in this year's budget in terms of principles?
Well, that's a good question. I think there are certain principles that guide me in my decisions. And again, I've told folks when I came here for many reasons, one of which was I see young people leaving our area and have been doing so for 20 or 30 years. I see my four kids and I want them to be able to stay in Westmoreland County if they want to. And I want them to be able to stay in Pennsylvania. To do that, we need to do certain things. We can't defer our obligations to our kids and grandkids. So I'm committed to having a responsible budget. I think my colleagues in the House, many of them, certainly in the Republican side, are willing and want to do that. We need to pay our bills as they come due. And to do that, we're going to need to cut spending. Jack Wagner, the Auditor General, identified almost $1 billion in waste, fraud, and abuse in welfare. Representative Reese and I are looking at welfare reform and are going to be introducing several bills to address that. We need to make the hard decisions now. We can't defer these on to our kids and grandkids.
Also, there's some talk about some Second Amendment right bills that will be going through Judiciary Committee. I know you're a member of that committee. Just briefly, what kind of things are being talked about and where do you think this might go?
There's actually been five or six bills here recently that are related to the Second Amendment. We had the Castle Doctrine probably 2 weeks ago at this point, House Bill 40. That passed the committee overwhelmingly. We had some very strong anti-Second Amendment, anti-gun bills coming out of Philadelphia. Those were fortunately all defeated in committee. The latest bill is House Bill 2536. It's a bill introduced by Representative Lentz out of the southeastern part of the state. It would basically say that if you have a concealed carry permit from Florida, for example, from some other state, that it would not be valid in Pennsylvania. That's not where we have been historically. Florida, for example, and some other states have similar requirements that Pennsylvania has with regard to who can get a permit. And we think this is clearly an anti-gun bill. It's designed to infringe upon people's constitutional rights. And I certainly will oppose it if it comes to committee.
Representative Krieger, thanks for this report to your constituents. And tune in again next week at this time for a legislative report with your state representative, Tim Krieger.